Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ronda Rousey criticizes WWE creative, some scrapped WrestleMania title plans to tell you about, and wait till you hear which WWE Attitude Era legend could be popping up on the grandest stage of them all. For Monday, March 27th, 2023, my name is Tom Campbell, and this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Every time I go out there, I'm going to do whatever the hell I want to do. And they're just going to have to keep filming and cashing the checks I bring in. Oh, don't break kayfabe, Ronda. Wrestling's scripted. It's made up. It's not real. None of those bitches can touch me. The end.
Comments from Ronda Rousey a few years ago in her feud with Becky Lynch, that was. But Ronda's always been quite outspoken when it comes to WWE, breaking the kayfabe and the fourth wall and such. And she's done it again over the weekend. She shared a clip of her YouTube blog, Ronda on the Road, a clip that was recorded ahead of her Extreme Rules match with Liv Morgan back in September of last year. Mixed reviews, to be polite, around the Ronda Rousey Liv Morgan storyline, and Ronda addresses said storyline in the caption of this video post on Instagram, saying, "Imagine what our Liv Morgan feud could have been if we weren't hamstrung by a bunch of octogenarians who still think they know how to be hip while putting less than 5 minutes of thought a week into each women's storyline." Strong words from Ronda Rousey, putting the blame firmly at the door of WWE creative for the way that the rivalry with Liv Morgan went down. There's been quite a few conversations around Ronda Rousey and creative over the past week or so, particularly heading into WrestleMania. Fightful Selective reported that the original plan for WrestleMania, now scrapped, was for Ronda Rousey to defend the SmackDown Women's title on the show. The reason that isn't happening isn't one that you are probably thinking. So let's go through the post from Fightful Select, who say, originally, Ronda Rousey was scheduled to face Raquel Rodriguez at the Royal Rumble. She was scheduled to retain the women's title, and the plan was to move on to WrestleMania from there. We were told that was the plan until December, when creative couldn't be agreed upon heading into WrestleMania season. By that time, Rhea Ripley had long been planned to win the Rumble, where she would challenge Ronda Rousey for the SmackDown Women's title at WrestleMania. So we were meant to get, at one point, Ronda Rousey versus Rhea Ripley at Mania. Over on the WWE Raw brand, Fightful Select goes on to say, a returning Charlotte would have challenged Bianca Belair for the Raw Women's Championship. Those familiar with the situation said that Ronda Rousey preferred and pushed for the tag team with Shayna Baszler that we are now seeing play out on WWE TV, which is slated to end up with them challenging for the WWE tag team titles. The match with Raquel Rodriguez was moved up a full month to a SmackDown at the end of December, which gained a ton of acclaim. Charlotte Flair was brought back to television and was booked to win the Women's Championship that day without even herself knowing that she was set to. That's how quickly those plans moved around. Ronda Rousey not defending the SmackDown Women's title at Mania due to falling out with management, but more, she wanted to work a tag team with Shayna Baszler and do some women's tag team title stuff instead. Quite a tantalizing potential future dream match there with Ronda Rousey versus Rhea Ripley. It also shows you how quickly the creative cogs turned when Charlotte Flair came back in December. She didn't even know until that day that she was winning the title, did Charlotte Flair? And here we are. This is the way that things are panned out for WrestleMania. Coming out of WrestleMania, personally, I would love to see a combo of Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler running roughshod across the women's tag team division. Really good, cool idea to inspire the women's tag team ranks once again. Hopefully that'll happen if Ronda Rousey can come to some agreement with, checks notes here, the octogenarians who still think they know how to be hip while putting less than 5 minutes of thought a week into each women's storylines. Not my words, the words of Ronda Rousey.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Is Becky Lynch doing two nights of WrestleMania? Well, according to what she said on the Tommy Tiernan show on RTE, she absolutely is. Becky Lynch was a guest on Tommy Tiernan's TV show in Ireland, promoting WrestleMania. And whilst plugging her big six-woman match, she teased doing double duty. She said, I'm going to be on the first night in a six-woman match. And then, because I'm tag team champion, I'm hoping that I'll be defending that title on the second night. So, Becky Two Fights, they'll call me. They might. Well, we'll try and get it on a t-shirt or something. Also, great conversation to be had. If you do check it out with Becky Lynch and Tommy Tiernan, including her explanation as to the origin of the name The Man, which initially confused Tommy. It's a great chat with those who really enjoyed it. Speaking of WrestleMania, Cody's WrestleMania weightlifting belt has been shown off on Cody's social media ahead of him headlining night two against Roman Reigns on Sunday. As we mentioned a few months back, there were special plans for this weightlifting title to pay tribute to the journey that Cody Rhodes has been on. And the inside of the weightlifting belt is inscribed with the indie wrestling promotions and beyond that Cody has worked for. There's hundreds on here. Some of those promotions include Evolve, PWG, ROH, WCPW, and Southside Wrestling, among many others. No sign of AEW on the belt. New Japan has made the cut. Can't see AEW, but it might be a case that it's concealed by a bit of the buckle. It's a lovely way to pay tribute to the road that Rhodes has travelled. Looking beyond WrestleMania very quickly, Worked Wrestling tweeted out that Ali and Seth Rollins are scheduled for Raw on Monday, i.e. tonight. And Ali is planned to gain some steam over the next few weeks and get a bigger spotlight following WrestleMania. It feels like WWE is going to try and get behind Ali once again. Mustafa Ali had a weird showing on Raw last time. It was It was a quick loss to Omos in jobber-esque fashion. Ali's also going to be part of the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal this Friday night on SmackDown. And apparently from there, we'll see a big push for Mustafa Ali. That's for after WrestleMania, though. Looking ahead to this weekend, and as well as all of the people that we're going to be seeing on Night 1 and Night 2, PW Insider say there's going to be a few extra guests around WrestleMania. In particular, one from the WWE Attitude era that I'm very excited about. David Heath, a.k.a. Gangrel, is currently scheduled to appear for WWE WrestleMania weekend. Now, PW Insider obviously make the connection with Edge and The Brood and Hell in a Cell and bringing out the Devil. There's some speculation that we could possibly see a very, very unique entrance featuring Gangrel and Edge heading into the Hell in a Cell match at WrestleMania. We could get a Brood reunion. Won't lie, love the idea of that a lot. Gangrel's great. Big part of my childhood was Gangrel. Hopefully, big part of your childhood too. Love the work of David Heath. WrestleMania week is upon us. It is a huge week of content across all platforms at Cultaholic. Let's start with Twitch, where every day from 1 p.m. GMT, I'll be streaming WWE 2K23 My GM Mode. We're going deep into My GM Mode. We're back on from 1 o'clock today. Also, you will have tonight, Andrew, as always, on a Monday night. We'll catch up with Andrew for a lovely evening with our favourite Yorkshireman from 6 p.m. GMT, twitch.tv/Cultaholic. On the Cultaholic podcast feed, things slowly getting back to normal regarding the Classic Review series. You'll have a brand new Classic Nitro review, brand new Classic SmackDown review this week as well. Next week, the Classic Raw review will return as standard. I'm excited to get back to business with the Cultaholic Classic Review, lads. Look out for that. If you missed it over the weekend, a special episode of Matches of the Month with Jack the Jobber. He takes a look at the month of March and some of the standout matches from it ahead of a WrestleMania Matches of the Month special coming up for you next week. And speaking of WrestleMania, Fraser Porter has gone back into the archives of WrestleMania for a brand new episode of Worst Shows Ever.
The story of a WrestleMania with plenty of ills, some out of WWE's hands and others self-inflicted. It's a tale of how deep an injury bug can burrow beneath the flesh. And it's also a prime example of how desperation and ham-handedness can make a five-hour pay-per-view card feel especially torturous. A record crowd witnessed arguably the biggest misfire of WWE's reality era. WrestleMania 32 is one of the worst shows ever.
Fraser's look back at Mania 32 waiting for you at youtube.com/cultaholic. Later in the week, 9 pitches for WrestleMania 39. It's what we want to happen on the grandest stage of them all. Predictions for WrestleMania coming up on Thursday. You'll have live reactions to Night 1 and Night 2 from the Cultaholic team as well at youtube.com/cultaholic/live. What happened at WrestleMania Night 1 and Night 2 with Jack the Jobber and the WTF moments from WrestleMania with Ross. It is a big old week here at Cultaholic. We thank you for joining us for it, and we're excited to share it with you. And for the latest wrestling news throughout the day, heading into WrestleMania, check out cultaholic.com. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50,
luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.